God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You, yes, even you. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you let God do it. For this last power nugget, He can still transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us one more opportunity to get together in the year of 2023. To hear what the Lord has to say on a Wednesday morning. We don't take any of this time for granted, nor do we just assume that we deserve this time. God has done it all, and we are grateful. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. God, we love you. We honor you for another opportunity to be able to come together, God. You have been so gracious, so kind to us throughout this year, and we would be remiss if we did not say thank you. We would be totally ignorant of the fact that you have done so much for us. And we just thank you. We thank you for every Wednesday morning that you allowed us to wake up. We thank you for every day you allowed us to be able to see with fresh eyes. We thank you for every moment that you've given us together to be able to study your word. God, we thank you now for this opportunity to be able to come together. Thank you, Lord, for all of those that have met us this morning. Thank you for those that are on their way. Thank you for those still that had a desire to come but have not made it, God. And God, we thank you for them because that means we still have another opportunity to carry out this assignment. Now, God, as you speak to us this morning, God, open up our ears, open up our hearts to be able to hear what you have to say to us. God, let us be changed by your life-changing word. Let us be touched by the hearing of your word. God, let us be corrected by your word, because your word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what you set it out to do. God, we bless you. God, we love you. God, we adore you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and we ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, God, we love you, and we thank you for letting us be here. I thank each and every one of you that have taken of your sleep for all the time that we've come together on Wednesday morning. This would be a very lonely road if you all weren't here with me, and I'm grateful. On this morning, as always, we travel to the Word of God. This morning we go to the Old Testament, to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, a familiar passage of Scripture for many. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And we will start at the 16th verse, Isaiah 43, starting at verse 16. As much as my voice allows, we will read from a couple of different versions so that we understand what the Lord is saying to us. Isaiah 43, starting at verse 16. From the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty man. They will lie down together and not rise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will glorify me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I have given water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself. Will declare my praise. Let's read this from today's New International Version. Today's New International Version. And again, we're going to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. I'm sorry, we're not going to read from today's New International Version. We're going to read from just the New International Version. Isaiah 43, starting at verse 16, says this. This is what the Lord says, who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty water, who drew out the chariots and the horses, the army and reinforcements together, and there they lay, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Let's go to the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation. It says this, I am the Lord who opened a way through the water, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and the owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. In the message, I'm just going to read verses 19 and verses 21. Verses 19 and verses 21 out of Isaiah 43. Verse 19 says this, be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the bad land. Verse 21 says, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom made to praise me, and the word of the Lord is blessed. For this last midweek power nugget of 2023, have a simple question. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Yes, we read through Isaiah 43 and we read verses 16 to 21, but I want to focus on verse 19. Verse 19 in the New Living Translation says, I'm about to do something new. But then God says, see, I have already begun. Do you not see it? Don't you see it? I've already begun. I hear so often people saying, I can't wait till the new year, whatever that new year is. You know, it could be this coming year, 2024. It could have been 2023. It could have been 2019. But people say, I can't wait till the new year. Some people will even go as far as saying, just throw the whole year away. But here's the reality of it. as I said, some people have said it back in 2019. Some people may have said it back in the year, you know, going into the 2000s, from 1999 to 2000. I can't wait until. But what are you waiting for? When we say, I can't wait until blah, usually we're saying that because there's something specific that we're waiting for that we can't wait until. What is it? What are you waiting for that's caused you to say, I can't wait until? If you can't specifically say that, then it just basically means that the things that you thought you were looking for in this current year didn't turn out the way you thought they would. And so you've just determined that it's got to be better in the new year. But I'm asking you this question, what are you waiting for, to do a follow-up question. Why are you waiting for a new year before you embrace what God can do in your life today? So what, it didn't turn out the way you thought it would? If God is the head of your life, and for those of you all who are churchy, if you've ever gotten up in testimony service or seen somebody else get up, they get up and they say, I thank God for being the head of my life. If he's really the head of your life, then what God chose to do in your life, you ought to be able to embrace it. Sure, it's not the way you thought it would turn out. But have you recognized what God is providing for you right now? Who's to say you're going to make it to the new year? Who's to say you're going to make it to 7 o'clock this morning? All I'm asking you to do is recognize what God is doing now. We get so focused on future blessings that we miss out on what God is doing in the right now, in the present. That's what Isaiah 43:19 challenges us to do, to open our eyes to the new thing that God is already doing. That's why 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Quit looking for later and look at now. Look at the present. What is God doing currently? What is his current work in your life? Everything in your life is not what it was before. There's got to be some new stuff going on. Maybe the stuff that's going on in your life may not be new tangibly, might not be new in what you planned, but somehow, some way, it must have changed you. The question is, have you allowed it to change you for the better? Or are you still weeping, wailing, and complaining that it's not what you want it to be? Don't get stuck in the trap of next year. I can't wait for next year. Because quite frankly, waiting on a future moment could be a subtle way of you delaying your obedience to what God is calling for right now. Because God's call is for the present. What can we start today? Because whatever we can start today shouldn't be pushed to next year. James 4:13-14 says, you don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are just a vapor that appears for a little time, and then you're gone. Bottom line is this, whatever God has placed in your life, why are you deferring it? Why are you pushing it off? Why are you delaying it? Isaiah reminds us that God is already paving new paths for us. He's already making new ways. My brothers and my sisters, embrace those new ways now. Start that project. Go and mend that relationship. Go and start that spiritual discipline. Don't wait for another year to live in the fullness of what God has for you today, right now. Before it gets to next year, next week, this week, take one step towards something you've been putting off to next year. Ask God for the courage to start now. Trust God in what He's doing in your life. Think about this. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. But the second best time is right now. What are you waiting for? Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we love you. We thank you, God, for paving those new roads. Now, God, let us not put off getting on that road until next year. Let's start walking the path right now. Give us the courage. Give us the strength. And, God, increase our faith to take that first step. God bless us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. If we don't talk again before then, have an amazingly, amazingly new year in Jesus' name. Amen.